Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. This week, we have TL Oberhue on to talk about some exciting things that he has going on, and I'm just going to shut up and insert our conversation now.
All right, well, thank you for having me on again, Brittany.
Thanks for coming on again.
Oh no, I love my Sundays. I mean, just the end of the day with this. So it's grateful to be on again. We were talking for quite some time about me being on again, and then like there's a whole bunch of shit that like recently happened. All good shit. But that's what we talked about, kind of had me on and like talk about all that new development.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't love content?
Right. Content is king.
The content is king. All right. So how would you like to start? I mean, there's like a million things to talk about.
Just start with whatever comes to mind first. Maybe the Boxhead Books stuff or...
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So Boxhead Books, I kind of took a break on that file. I don't know if anyone watching remembers me or... me, but like I kind of like wasn't posting content for a good amount of time. I was focusing on other things, but then I'm like, you know what, let's hit this home and actually like try to make this something. So I have cool news. I will say three. The third's unofficial, but I have three authors I am working with. I have published two books that are not my own, and they are in very good. The first one was by Declan Walker. You can follow him on Instagram at Declan Skywalker. He wrote a short poetry book that is defies explanation. Like it's like psychedelic, it's scientific, it's philosophical, it's
that sounds awesome.
This crazy shit that like you read a poem. And you have to like sit back for a minute to process it. And that's a, like, this is how smart this guy is. Cause the book's only 66 pages.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna get it.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's only 66 pages. And it's like, it takes like hours to read because you're just like, and that's not at all an insult. I mean, there's like a beauty in thinking, like, what is he saying? And then, like, as you figure it out, it just like boosts your mood, and also you feel smarter for like coming to conclusion. And that's what I used to love about college, because I was an English major, and like even if I didn't give a shit about what we were reading, I cared about the discussions. Because if you have a class of 12 people, you have 12 different opinions on what this means, and you can't know for sure because you're not asking the author. And I kind of have a idea about, I think sometimes the author could be wrong. I think it's possible the author doesn't have the right, like if the author explains what the writing means, that could be wrong. I'm going to be honest. That sounds really hipster. If those are even a thing anymore. Have you seen any lately? You don't really see hipsters anymore.
Not really.
No, not right. Anyway, that's off topic. But Declan Walker writes, it's Conversations with the Universe, which also the title itself is like, I want to read that. Like, I don't even like poetry. I like this poetry book.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The ebook is available on www.boxheadbooks. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble, and I believe it's on Amazon. If you follow me at Boxhead Books on Instagram, I have a link tree, which thank you, because I didn't know that was a thing until I saw yours. So I appreciate that, B. In the box tree, you'll have the links to the other bookstores, various works. Like I have books that are not published by me. Like I'm a self-published author. And my first book, Twist and Shout, which is why I was here the first time.
Yeah.
That is not published by me. I still have, like, I have a box of them, and I'm selling those on my website too. Those are not a Boxhead Books creation, so
still 10 out of 10 recommend.
Thank you very much. I actually appreciate that, because I just, well, going with a, I made Boxhead Books, and this is a big reason I wanted to talk to, because I kind of wanted to get my message out there.
Yeah,
I made Boxhead Books because it, one, it is very difficult to get published by a traditional publisher. There's some, like, politics to it. There's some, like, there's also a really long wait time. Some publishers who are legit will have you, they won't take unsolicited. So that means you only publish them if they ask you. It's like, well, how the hell do they ask you if they don't know who you are? So you got to get an agent. Oh. And if an agent isn't like 120% convinced by your query letter or your first 10 pages or your whole manuscript, they don't, like, because they only get paid when the publisher accepts it. So if they are a little iffy about your work, they're not going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So to what it's a recent kind of development. I wouldn't say recent, but maybe 10, it's an internet thing. So 10, 20 years, hybrid publishers, which offer, they basically say, we'll publish your book for price. And the thing is, I'm not going to use the word scam because I want to, but I have to be actually, like, I have to be intelligent about it. I feel like they are trying. Hybrid publishers, I've worked with two in the past. I'm not going to say names. They are trying. They actually want you to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not really a lot of motivation because they got your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the majority of their profits come from you paying them. So their marketing isn't as well developed. And not to mention, even if it was, let's say you spent $1,200 on, because there's different packages in some of these companies, and they're very enticing, because if you're getting impatient, like I was twice, you go with them and you fork over the money. And but let's say the package cost, there's different tiers, but let's say that you spent $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
How many books do you need to sell to not even make a profit but break even? I mean, some books are like $10. And of course, most of these hybrid publishers don't pay 100% royalties because no one does that.
Right.
So think of, like, any struggling authors out there. I know it's like that. It's that forbidden fruit, because you can say you're a published author, but you're not going to see a dime from your book sales. The company I went with last time, I still haven't seen a cent. And I've sold like 40 copies.
Wow.
Because you have to meet a threshold, of course, before they send your check. And again, with, they don't really market it. So how am I going to get more sales? Like, I'll get like 2 sales every like few months. And so I have to reach $80 to get that. I actually have made money off Twist and Shout.
Mm-hmm.
I literally filled a, when it was, well, actually it is nice out now. I don't know how Virginia is. But in Chicago, it's 50 degrees right now. So I might start doing this in the summer. Again, I just filled a backpack with books and just went door to door. And I made like $70 doing that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was, I mean, it didn't like, it went toward like pizza and beer, which is a necessity in life.
For sure.
I mean, it's like, I would have spent my other $70 on that anyway. So this way it's kind of like free pizza and beer.
Right.
Exactly. So
I feel like that's why your company is really good though, because I feel like you do a lot of like marketing for the few authors that you have published. Like
I appreciate that. And like, because I made Boxhead Books to help out young authors. Like, I'm like, I'll put it right here. Like, I'm not trying to sound like I'm a con artist, but I will publish pretty much anything someone sends me. because I believe I have created kind of like a little like first step.
Yeah.
Like I told my three, I guess I could call them clients. I'm like, if you can get published somewhere else in the future, by all means.
Yeah.
I hope my company can help you get that. Because like I'm not even a teacher. I'm a paraprofessional. So my income is complete trash. So like I put a lot of my own money into Boxhead Books.
Yeah, it's like your big passion, right?
Yeah, but I mean, granted, my salary is garbage, so I can't put that much money. And Boxhead Books makes enough money for my groceries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's more of a content thing. I mean, we've only been around for a year.
Yeah.
So, like, we talked about your sister, even, who seems to show very creative outlets.
Yeah.
And I mean, since we're such good friends, I mean, I wouldn't even take any of her profit. I would just give her 100%.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So if she's listening, like in the back of the house, I don't know, I can't, you have the filter on the Zoom call. So if she's like in the, off in the distance somewhere, let her know that. Like, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
And I'll cover everything. But yeah, I mean, I just want to help out and kind of help shy away from the whole, I'm going to give $1,200 of my money to some company and not see a dime from it, but I get the title. Like you're paying for a title. I mean,
yeah,
it's almost like a college major that has no say in the real world.
Yeah.
Like you have this piece of paper that says you're a genius.
But what do you do with it?
But you're making my sandwich at Subway.
Yeah.
Which no hate to Subway artists. Right, do what you do when I need you in my life. Yeah. But I mean, you don't need to go to college for that. And
right.
The fact that you got roped in, I'm going to like go on like a 3-hour rant about college. So I'm going to change the topic.
Okay.
Back to the people I'm working with. So Declan Walker, Conversations with the Universe. The ebook is available on Boxhead Books, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon, and probably a few other places. Just check out the link tree. The physical copy is, there's been some developmental errors on a few different ends. Some of them mine. I'm just kind of starting out. And some of the distributor. So we're working with that. That will be on the website. Give it time. And then we also have a nonfiction. It's actually a mix of a recipe book along with nutrition advice. It's Amino Acids, a Practical Guide by Anthony Michalowskis. That's a very interesting book, and he basically details what you should be eating and to meet your like genetic potential. I mean,
it sounds really interesting and really smart.
Oh no, it really is. I mean, he knows his stuff. I mean, the man used to be like a godly bodybuilder in his prime. I mean, still like I go to the gym with him almost every day, and I mean like no one's looking at me. You know what I mean? This guy is a monster, and he knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's talking about.
Is he that? Did you post a picture with him at one point?
No, that was Matt Maynooth. But they know each other. They're friends.
Okay.
Matt Maynooth is like an Olympic, like he holds the world record for bench press.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm like, he's like, it's funny because he's probably as wide as I am tall. And he's like the nicest, least intimidating man on the planet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He actually has Tourette's too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. So we kind of bonded over that. Yeah. Yeah. But Amino Acids, a Practical Guide. The ebook is available on Boxhead Books. The paperback just got onto a few other stores.
Okay.
I still have to use my printing service to get the physical copies on Boxhead Books. The ebook is available basically the same places as Declan Walker's book. It's if you feel that your health, you could be healthier. Like if you have fatigue at like 3 p.m., if you...
Me.
Well, this would be excellent. I mean, and also, he has recipes too. So, and they're easy to follow. They're not like put it this way. If you're like I love cooking. If you want to make like this, like crazy, like healthy, like unknown, hard to make dish, you got to go to like 7 different stores.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like you're, do you have Aldi in Virginia?
We do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If like you're Aldi doesn't carry everything. And then like in Cook County in Illinois, like the Jewel is what everyone calls it. Jewel Osco. I mean, they don't have everything. Like maybe Mariano's Whole Foods might, but then you're basically cutting off your arm and your leg to get a bottle of sauce. So these recipes are really easy to follow. And they're also good. Like I've made some and I'm like, I could actually live off these diets.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. That sounds cool.
Thank you. And it's funny because Tony has like no like culinary experience. And it's like, how did you come up with these? Which thing, I mean, like, that just goes to show anyone can cook ratatouille.
Hey.
Yeah. It's a very important life lesson.
It's a great movie.
I don't know. It really is. And then the book I'm working on now by Carl Mikkelsen. You can follow him at Carl Mikkelsen author, I believe. Actually, let me – I don't want to get that wrong because I want to promote – I want to promote him. So let me just look on my Instagram real quick.
Make sure to go follow everyone.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I'll send you their handles.
Okay.
So you can put them in the description.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it's – let's see. So you can follow Carl Mikkelsen at CM Michaels author. That one's kind of, you probably have to click on that from the link, but Carl made, I mean, like I call him the next Tom Clancy and he's like, you're going to give me a complex. Boom. He wrote a military thriller.
Oh, wow.
That, I mean, just reading it, I mean, just remembering his action sequences are like you're watching a movie. I mean, I if you're reading, at least I do. I assume other people do, too. When you're reading, you kind of make a little movie in your head.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, it's like writing an action scene is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's like, for example, like Jason Bourne, the Jason Bourne movies, those are books.
Yeah.
Those are based on a series of books. And there was a comedian, I forgot who said it, but it was like, in the Bourne supremacy, when Jason Bourne takes the book, puts it to the guy's neck, and then punches the book, which amplifies the force and breaks the guy's windpipe. He's like, how did he write that in a book? So then Jason took the book and put it against the guy's head and punched it. Like, that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't read the Jason Bourne books, so I can't really continue making this joke. But Carl writes action in a way that is just so, I'm a pretty in-shape guy, and I was sweating. Like,
yeah.
I was like, Jesus. Like, and I mean, like, it's not for the faint of heart, but I mean, I highly recommend everyone read that. That is, I
definitely have a friend that would love that. I'll definitely tell her about it.
Okay, that is awesome. That's currently in the editing phase.
Yeah,
I just finished it. Like I said, I will publish pretty much anything you send me as long as it's not like.
I feel like everything you send.
If it's not Nazi propaganda, I'll publish it.
That's good.
Yeah, I just like. She feel the need. Unfortunately, you kind of have to say that today.
Yeah, you gotta have all those disclaimers in there.
Yeah. That is in the editing phase, so that will be ready soon. And what saves me a pain in the ass is that like he has someone doing this cover for him, so that saves me a few bucks in time. I'm very, and also not to spoil it, but there is definitely room for a sequel.
Okay.
So that is called Phantom, and which is just a cool name, and that kind that of was like all right, that's gonna be an interesting book.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome. I'll keep my eyes out for that.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what's the most recent stuff in my life with box set books. I'm excited to take it elsewhere. Another thing about myself is that you read those short story collections, I believe, correct? Like the shadow, the really long titles with the shadow.
Yeah.
So I wrote another 9 that I didn't self-publish. So in total, I have a collection of 27 horror stories.
Oh.
And some are less, like some really aren't even that scary. There's just kind of a mix of, some are just more depressing.
I thought they were good.
Thank you. Well, I compiled all 27 into a book, and unfortunately, that is unable to be traditionally published because I not only did I self-publish 18 out of the 27, there's some stories out on the internet for free. So I'm a little sore about that,
yeah.
But I understand. So the total collection, I'm going when this is currently being edited by another author who was traditionally published, and I met her on Fiverr, which is what I use a lot, help little guys out. She does an amazing job, so I'm looking forward to seeing her feedback and her editing skills. And I'm just going to self-publish that under Boxhead Books. I own a publishing company, so it's really not that big of a deal if I self-publish. But I'm pretty excited about that. When that's ready, I'm probably going to take the shorter collections on Boxhead Books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'm probably going to remove those.
Okay.
Because those are like 99 cents, and I'll probably charge like $8 for my bigger collection.
Total, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm going to put... I like to follow a lot of self-publishers on YouTube and stuff. I listen to their advice. And the thing about self-publishing is that you have to put a lot of your own money into it, but you get 100% of the profits.
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of have to weigh the costs. And again, it's kind of like the whole like college thing. It's like if you're traditionally published, you kind of have that title.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't want a title. Maybe some people don't really, like, I don't really want to be famous. Like, I want to make a lot of money, but I don't want to be recognized when I'm walking down the street.
Yeah, you don't need paparazzi following you everywhere.
No. Yeah, like, I was almost an actor.
Really?
Like, I had a contract.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah, like, we'll get into that. So
okay.
For a good amount of time, I love film, like movies. Like I'm a huge film junkie.
Yeah.
And I thought acting would be kind of a fun thing to do. I kind of did like some like little like projects in community college.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's actually like I even enjoy doing this. So I went to a few extras things, and I had auditions, and I was actually on TV.
Oh, what? That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't have a speaking role. I was an extra. I just walked across the stage texting and carrying a skateboard.
Hey, that's still more than I've done.
Yeah, that is Chicago Med. Season 2, episode 7, Inherent Bias. I think that's what it is. You can check that out later, but it's like, yeah, I just walked across the stage. And I wanted to get a little bit more like into that. Cause I mean, I got paid for that, and I actually I was the same height as like one of the main characters.
Oh really?
Like Chicago Med. I don't know if you watch it. There's like every episode's a different case. Kind of like one of those shows, like every show out there is like every episode's like a different thing. The guy who was like getting treated, he had like this like brain parasite. I don't really remember, but he was like, he owned a tech company and they're walking through the studio and like all the actors are like planning it out. And they're like, you're like the same height as him. So like they had to like set up how to walk through the studio as they film. And they used me to like track his movements. It's kind of hard to, I was kind of like a stunt double, but there was no stunts.
Yeah, that's still cool.
Yeah, I know. It was really fun. And like a lot of people were jealous, and that just made my asshole ego even bigger.
Even more.
Yeah. But actually, I was offered a contract by a this is okay. So like for the trigger warning, this is gonna get a little extreme.
Okay.
So just because I mean, this is just a fun top. It was scary back then, but now I laugh about it.
Yeah.
This guy, he went by Ryan LA, which is not a real name.
Yeah.
And there's actually, if you're aware of what someone with the last name LA usually does for a living, you probably know where the story is going.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll get into that. So he offered me a contract, and I'm like, yeah, sure, no, like let's, so we met at a Starbucks that served wine, which is already a very bizarre.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, that's already bizarre.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and he had this other guy who, I'm straight, but this man was beautiful.
That's awesome.
And like he's just sitting there in the distance, and like, and I kind of wonder if this was planned because a random girl gave him her number, and like I don't really know if I'm like conspiracy minded, but I kind of wonder if that was planned. but Ryan's like detailing the contract, like, yes, this opens the door for like one of his clients, like he was like gonna be in a John Lennon pick. And again, trigger warning, he just goes, well, to get into acting, you're gonna have to fuck a lot of people.
Oh,
it's like women and men.
So lovely.
And I'm like, I don't know if I wanted, and like back then I was a virgin back then too, so like I didn't want to lose my V card to some like sweaty like Harvey Weinstein looking dude, let alone a dude to begin with. And like I'm like sweating, like I'm like also this guy's like 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah,
so I'm like, if this man wanted to rape me, he could.
Yeah,
well, I'd be powerless. Like I wasn't like a lifter back then. Like I was like pretty scrawny.
Yeah.
And he's just going, he's like, well, but you know, you might like it. And I'm like, I don't think I will.
Yeah, no.
And then he's like trying to sell me. He's like, well, I'm like, I only like girls. Like I don't know what to tell you, buddy. And he's like, well, here's one of our models. He was straight, and then we ended up dating, and then he got a Tesla. And like he's shown, like he had a Tesla.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, does he have a soul intact? I mean, like, if he was straight, did he want? Like, honestly, good for him for earning the Tesla, because I wouldn't be able to earn the Tesla.
Right.
He has priorities elsewhere.
Yeah, like Tesla was at the top for some reason.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, like you paid the toll. You got.
Congrats.
But after that, I'm like, I am never going to another audition again.
Yeah, that would have scared me away too.
Although I will say, I don't know, maybe I'm reaching here, but a little bit after I rejected that contract, Tom Holland was signed on for Spider-Man.
Oh.
I just wonder if I could have been Spider-Man.
I could have known Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm a little salty about that, but I mean, what's like, what did Tom Holland have to do to be Spider-Man?
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's like, does he cry every night? I mean, like,
I feel like he doesn't.
Put it this way, he can afford therapy, but does he have to use it?
Right. That's important.
I mean, like, we all know, like, there's some horrible shit going on with Hollywood.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a really off-topic rant about how I could have been Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I also would have died inside.
Yeah. I think you chose the right path here.
Yeah, I'd rather, like, that's why I don't even really go, like, on, like, future books I write. I don't even go by Tyler Oberhue. I understand T.L. Oberhue isn't much different. I mean, my middle name is Lawrence, so my initials are T.L.
Yeah.
But as someone who wants to, I do work in a middle school and I intend to work in a high school. I actually start student teaching in August.
That's awesome.
As someone who's going to be like a community figure, I don't really want the press. And like, I'm not even saying I'm good enough to get press.
Yeah.
But I don't want to risk that. Like, I'm going to teach. I want to teach for like 10 years and just save and invest and like retire at like 50. I don't know how accurate that's going to be, but.
Yeah. That's the dream.
I know, right? I know. I did get out on that GameStop stuff, so I'm dead free now, but.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Feel kind of bad, but also I don't, but. Anyway, I'm just going to title Back to the Short Story Collection. That's going to have a less extravagant title. It's just The Shadow Dies Loudly, 27 Tales. That is the title I'm going with. I'm going to spend a decent amount on like cover and formatting and making a legitimate book. Books I sent you, the collection that you read, the ebooks, like those aren't really properly formatted. It's basically a Google. I mean, it's literally a PDF I'm selling. I'm not like, well, keep in mind my company's not there yet, but yeah. Like I intend to like get software to actually make this where you can read this on your Kindle or something.
Yeah.
But like you're basically reading a Microsoft Word page. So once this book is actually turned into like something you find on shelves, I'm going to get rid of those two collections.
Makes sense.
So if anyone's interested, you can buy those off Box of Books. They're 99 cents for a PDF. Yeah, I gotta drop them. You know,
highly
what I mean?
Suggest like, it.
They're not going to be on the website forever.
Gotta go get it now.
Exactly. Yeah, and some are very hard to read. So
I think that everything I've read from you is really good and I'm excited to check out.
I appreciate that, Brittany. The viewers can't see it, but I'm making a little heart with my hands.
Hey.
Also, I am working on my first full length novel.
Oh, really?
And there is quite a story behind that. So this novel I'm working on now is, in the first few sentences, the main character dies.
Oh, good.
And the entire story is his journey into the afterlife.
That's cool.
But there he meets and falls in love with this being in this like new realm. And he learns all about like the fundamentals of like reality and all these like big questions. And it's fun to write. But he meets and falls in love with this being called the Spider Queen. And the top half of her is like the top half of a woman and the bottom half is like a giant spider body.
No.
And so him falling in love with that, but it's like, you're probably wondering like, how the fuck did you think of that? Which I am not endorsing. And for the record, I am joking. This next few sentences are complete satire. I did not actually do this.
Yeah.
Legal reasons. That entire story is based off a mushroom trip.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I thought it was because you were almost Spider-Man, but I mean.
No. I allegedly took a bunch of psychedelic mushrooms and buried myself under blankets, and I had a vision of the afterlife, and had a relationship with this demon, and after the trip ended, I genuinely felt heartbroken.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I'm like, but also like, it was a toxic relationship. I'm going to be honest.
Oh.
Like, she at the end of it, like, she was like, you can stay here forever with me. And I'm like, no, I kind of want to go back to my like real world.
Yeah.
And then like, she was a beautiful woman, allegedly in this trip that didn't happen. She was like a beautiful woman with a spider body, and then she transformed in this like haggard, like weird looking spider demon. And I'm like, yeah, like it wasn't I learned a lot about myself. Like, I'm not going to get into what I think the Spider Queen represents in my subconscious, because I got a lot of demons.
Who doesn't?
Shout out to bad childhood. But like, that was allegedly a very intense experience that didn't really happen. So if you are interested in reading about how that book's going to be, just keep being patient, and I'm sure I'll be on again to promote it.
Yeah, for sure. I saw you posted something about your email subscribers.
Yes, that actually just happened a little bit ago. So if anyone follows me, I add Box of Books or at Ty Sci-Fi, which is more of like a personal, but a public personal.
Yeah.
I also have my private personal that is going to stay private, and I'm not going to accept any new friends. So
yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah, that's used for DMs only. But Ty Sci-Fi and Box of Books, both on both accounts, I published posted a I was doing two series on Box Head Books blog and vocal.media, which is basically just a blog website. And I just wasn't getting any traffic for Vocal. So literally like half an hour ago, because you just saw this now.
Yeah.
I've decided to retire my Vocal account. Okay. But I mean, I did have a lot of fun writing those two series. The Ballad of Mr. Nobody is a supernatural vigilante story, and it gets pretty gory, and it's just kind of fun to write. And then the other one is Empire of Dirt. That is an epic sci-fi series that's going to span like thousands of years. That's so awesome. Don't get too used to a lot of the main characters. Empire of Dirt was an exclusive on Vocal. Like, I didn't publish that on Box Head Books. On Box Head Books, I published The Ballad of Mr. Nobody, which got more views on Box Head than Vocal, but I haven't really published that in a while, just being kind of busy.
Yeah.
Bloggers aren't immune to the bullshit of life. But anyway, I still wanted to continue Empire of Dirt because I had such fun writing it, and it's kind of out of my wheelhouse. Like, I personally like to stick to more brooding and like slower paced horror or pseudo horror or is kind of like outside the box thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Empire of Dirt is kind of like a dumb, fun action movie that you would see at the movies. If The Ballad of Mr. Nobody is some like dark art house theater movie, Empire of Dirt is Transformers.
Oh,
nothing wrong with that. I mean, Transformers movies are fun, but it is something outside of my wheelhouse. It's fun to write. It's fun setting up what I have planned for that story. So, and I don't know if you read the entire post, but I'm just going to say it here too. When you subscribe your email to Box Head Books, bi-weekly you will receive stories. I'm going to restart with number one.
Okay.
I'm going to start that tomorrow. So subscribe. But also, I don't want new subscribers to start in the middle, so I will be posting later, significantly later, the stories, the chapters in sequence on my blog. Cool. And also, I read to my website, so it's easier to navigate. I think it looks a lot better. The blog is separate. It's not like a mess. It's more organized. The shop is more organized. Just looking for new content. So anyone listening, if you want to get on the road and be published, I can't promise the beach house in Tahiti, but I can promise you a published book. I am a legit publisher. I am certified with the state of Illinois.
That's awesome.
Which I wish I didn't live in sometimes. Too cold. It was negative 20 the past few weeks. Now I'm happy it's 50.
Yeah, I could not. It could not be me.
You're in Virginia, you lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I was in North Carolina a couple of years ago, and I intend to go back. That's the East Coast. East Coast is better than West Coast. I'm taking a stance. Represent. Yeah. I hate California. I've been there to promote Twist and Shout, and it just LA just smells like piss.
I've never been.
It's a giant state. I'm sure there's beautiful areas. My buddy, one of my best friends since childhood, moved there.
Yeah.
I'm sure he lives in a nice area.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But LA smells like piss.
Good to know, because I've always thought, like, I don't know, I've never been there, so I've only seen it in, like, movies and stuff, and of course they, like, glamorize
they extravagate it.
For sure.
Like, I like small cities. Like, Chicago's nice to visit. I'm 20 minutes from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago is a fun place, but when you don't live, like, if you don't have a hotel there,
mm-hmm.
and you actually have to drive home, it's really not fun. It's actually kind of a hassle. Because if you're there, you're there for the bars and the clubs.
Yeah.
Unless you just choose to have, like, a nice restaurant or, like, the museum. I mean, those trips to the city, like, the Field Museum is amazing. Like, I could live there.
Really?
The Shedd Aquarium is amazing. The Adler Planetarium is amazing. The Museum of Science and Industry is, like, we have amazing museums. So if you ever want to come here, like, I'll show you around. Like, it is a beautiful. Navy Pier is great. Partying up in the city is fun if you don't have to drive home.
Mm.
Now, as a grown-ass man, I have to drive home.
Right.
Because I'm not going to waste $70 on an Uber to drive 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, no. I just won't drink that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that makes more sense. And granted, you don't want to be shit-faced in the city. Because you don't want to puke outside a club.
Right.
No, that, like, one, it's embarrassing. And two, it's going to piss off the bouncer who will be three times your size. Because you basically just said, don't go here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm going to be 28 this year. I'm kind of, like, done with partying. I say that now, but when my buddy gets married, I'm probably going to go pretty hard. So.
Well, I mean, that's a good excuse, though.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be one of those. I'm getting into the boomer territory where I just get trashed, like, every few months for a holiday. But, like, I don't drink, like, on a Wednesday. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really been a drinker, so.
It's really not fun.
It's not.
No, like, I mean, like. Even, like, marijuana, which is legal here, like, it's not even, like, I'm, like, I just get anxious.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, this is just, like, why am I doing this? Like, so, yeah. It's just, I mean, CBD is helpful, especially, like, if you have Tourette's like me. I mean, CBD really does help a lot, and it doesn't make you stoned. Like, yeah, like, I have a, but, like, I've got a bunch of stuff recently. My aunt sent me. Because Ohio legalized CBD, but not THC. Which is, let's be honest, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I'm pretty liberal in the sense of, like, do what you want. But also, like, no one needs to get high at 3 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon.
Right.
Like, there's more productive shit you can be doing.
Exactly.
Like, if you got nowhere to be on, like, a rainy Sunday in an empty apartment, by all means, toke it up.
Right.
But when you got shit to do, like, you're just what you're. Because, like, when I smoke weed to get high, like, I'm like, I could be doing other things that are a lot more productive.
Yeah.
Like, I could be writing. I could be reading. Like, I have 48 books. I have a list. Literally above my laptop right now of books I own but haven't read. I have 48.
Wow.
So, like, I'm not buying any new books until I finish those. So, like, I could be reading, I could be writing, I could be going to the gym, I could be like learning how to cook something new. It's like, no, just you shouldn't be getting high at 3 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon.
See, that's how I feel, but when I sleep. Like, I really? Should be sleeping at 3 p.m. on a Thursday.
Oh, not at 3 p.m., but, like, I mean, like, I will gladly go to bed at 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I did that last night. Like, I got, like, I was pretty, ate some bad Chinese food and like, I'm not going out. Like, I made plans and I canceled my own plans I made.
See,
like, I was the one who initiated going out. And I'm like, go without me.
Oh, that happens to me. I literally planned one of my friend's 21st birthday parties and then backed out. But, like, she still went with, like, everybody else.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. I just didn't show up.
Life to, like, you weren't, like, the keys, the glue that held everyone together. Getting plastered. I mean, I do think some of my best writing comes from substance abuse.
Really?
Like a bottle of wine or like Modafinil, which is kind of like a legal Adderall. Mix both together. Hell yeah. Like, you're going to write some crazy shit. I am a horrible influence. I really hope there's no children listening to this. I want to be like him. No, you don't want to be like me.
No, don't abuse substances. Don't listen to him.
Like, I developed a nicotine addiction recently. Like, I am, no, just don't
do it.
Yeah,
don't. But like, publish your books with him.
Sure. That's great advice.
Don't follow his advice, but definitely publish your books with him, because
I mean, Ernest Hemingway is quoted. He's like, write drunk, edit sober.
There you go.
It unlocks. I mean, it's interesting too, because I mean, like, I think her name's Elizabeth Gilbert. She had a TED talk on writing, and she was like, our concept of the word genius isn't what it originally was meant. Like, today we use genius like, oh, you are a genius. You're really good at this thing. You're a genius.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Gilbert, she wrote Eat, Pray, Love. She's explaining that when the word originally came into use in ancient Greece, they believed you weren't a genius visited you, like a spirit. Huh. And to be honest, that makes more sense, because, I mean, like, I'll, like, if I'm writing, like, there might be one day where I have, like, an amazing idea and I'll churn out some, like, my one buddy, the one who's getting married, he said when he read my short stories, he was like, it's like you write like you've been writing for, like, 50 years. And I'm like, that's the best fucking compliment I ever could have gotten.
Yeah.
But other days, it's like, what are words? So there's definitely a state of consciousness that, I'm not going to say visits you. Like, I don't believe there's a spirit that enters you. But I think there's a certain mindset that comes and goes with
people. Yeah, I can agree with that.
We talked about your sister before and how she's incredibly creative.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sure when someday she's not, and someday she writes like Pulitzer Prize level shit. But that's like, that comes and goes. That's not gonna be, you know what I mean? But anyway, I mean, that's all I really have to say.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm gonna send you those handles.
Okay.
You can name drop them. Thank you again for having me.
Thanks for coming on. This was so much
fun. I mean, I forgot how much fun like podcasts were.
Yeah, they are super fun.
And that was a great conversation, was it not? I had so much fun recording with him. He's got a lot of exciting things going on, so make sure to check out Boxhead Books on Instagram, and his personal yet public account is Tie Sci-Fi. So yeah, make sure you check out TL Oberhue and Boxhead Books. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on. Also, I just wanted to say thank you to Tyler for coming on. I really appreciate you coming on and being a guest multiple times. The first time he appeared was episode 17 when I reviewed his book Twist and Shout and Awkward Life with Tourette's. So make sure you check that out if you haven't heard that as well. Thank you for coming on. Also, thank you to everyone who listens. I really appreciate everyone. I hope everyone has a great Sunday and a great week. And I will see you guys next time.
That was a Titancast episode.